All right. It is Wednesday night at 9 p.m. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM LP. Welcome to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Richard.
What?
Almost Becca.
What? Yes, that's right, folks. Becca, not feeling so well tonight. So in for Becca this evening is Richard.
Hello.
Welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. Thanks our loyal listeners know that Richard is one of our Chicago correspondents. So when Becca called me an hour ago and said that she could not make it, I called up Richard. He hopped on a red eye, flew right over to Brattleboro, Vermont, and is here in the station. Welcome.
Hi.
Do you have gay stuff to talk about?
Oh, I have plenty.
Okay, good. Because we have gay stuff to talk about. So I changed up our intro music, so we had a little It's Raining Men karaoke version.
It's a lot more gay than Van Morrison.
I know.
Much as we love him.
We need to... We're going to work on our... We're going to work on our intro song. I'm still trying to come up with a good one. And whoever comes up with the best intro song, karaoke version, for us to play, either send me the name of a song. We'll run this as a contest until next Wednesday. We will send you a magnet. We have all new swag now. We have t-shirts and magnets. We're like an actual show. And later on in the show, we have Scott Friedman, singer-songwriter out there in California. We'll be playing a lot of his music as we... get through our hour, and we will be welcoming him in around 20 minutes and getting his news and views on the latest gay news. I'll let you start off. I'll be a good host.
Sure, great.
Is there a gay topic you would like to discuss?
Well...
What do you got?
One of the, you know, a treacherous issue that we often deal with, and I think a lot of people like to talk about, is... HRC and the greater topic of leadership in the gay community.
Now, Rich, remember, no cursing.
Okay. I will definitely not curse about HRC. I'll save that for the off hour.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, HRC, as they have, you know, constantly made themselves the clear leader of the gay community by initially starting out by, you know, not being supportive of trans people at all and kind of stepping back on that. Well, they messed up again.
What'd they do?
They initially endorsed for Labor Secretary a nice lady named Representative Sanchez. I forget where she's from, but she was HRC's initial endorsement for Labor Secretary. And then Joe Salonis, the executive director of HRC, figured out that there is a perfectly great woman who he could have endorsed who is an out lesbian, Mary Beth Maxwell.
So Representative Sanchez, not so much a lesbian.
Not so much, okay. No. And so, within the same day of sending a letter to President-elect Obama endorsing one candidate, he then backtracked for the organization that 750,000 people claimed to be a part of, saying, no, 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 we really meant to endorse this out person because that's what we're supposed to do, you know.
So that didn't look too good.
No, that doesn't look too good. And really, it kind of brings up, like, what is HRC doing? Why aren't they on these things?
Are you currently a member of HRC, a dues-paying member?
I am no longer a dues-paying member. I was, but I am still on the email list. I pay attention, and I, you know, every once in a while I check in with what Joe was saying.
I unsubscribed.
You did?
I did.
How come?
I you know, I don't really connect with them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only things that I notice are their big galas, and I notice them and often want to go to their big galas, but I just don't feel connected really anymore with the work that they're
doing.
I feel bad about that.
Well, I believe
I was very active at one point.
Well, you know, HRC. Well, that's a great. This is a good point because you're a leader in the gay community. You're hosting an LGBT radio show here.
I'm a leader,
and you're questioning the values and your participation in hypothetically the nation's leading LGBT representative organization.
I felt more connected when I was living in New York City, and then I think it started waning a little bit in the past couple of years. But then now being up here in Vermont, I do not feel connected to them at all.
No.
I feel far more connected to our local grassroots organizations, and I don't even do that much with them, and I feel just much more connected to them.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, I think it's a pretty relevant topic, and I think that is something we can keep on discussing.
We should keep discussing. Oh, wait, I got to give a shout-out, though.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to give a shout-out to a story that I don't really understand, but And of course, my computer just froze up. But there's an article out there that is making its rounds to all the folks that understand articles about database management. Are you one of those people?
I'm fascinated by the subject.
Are you serious?
Database management? I mean, have you ever done data entry? I think a lot of gay people out there probably have done some data entry at some point in their lives. All right. We all need temp jobs and...
I perhaps have not done as much as I should, but it basically, this article takes gay marriage and analyzes it from a database engineering perspective.
Okay.
And so we're going to talk about this, I feel, next week, because I started reading it before and I'm not sure that I totally understood it, and I would like to check with the gentleman who sent it to me, because I feel he can explain it a little more. But so everyone needs to read it before next week. It's our first homework assignment.
Oh, good. Everyone likes homework. Holy everyone really cow, enjoys.
We've never given homework before. This is very exciting. So go to http://qntm.org/?gay. Okay, so go to that website, qntm.org.
I'm doing it right now.
/?gay, and read about gay marriage, the database engineering perspective. It's apparently very fascinating, and I was fascinated, but I'm not sure I really understood it. So we are going to be welcoming Scott Friedman to tonight's show, and I figured we should play some of his music. I'm excited to play some of his music.
I can't wait to listen.
Okay, so we are going to cue up a song called Dominoes, and...
They're fun to play with.
They are fun to play with, and let's make sure this...
Forget. Well, I'm not convinced yet, but I've done more than my share of crawling out of this dead. I say don't read the Bible with a closed mind. Well, I'm tired of being tired, but I know that I can make it if I get up, get up on this sinking ship. Well, I once had a secret big enough to knock down walls, but I swallowed it inside, and I turned around and lied. I said everything was okay. Why are we always saying things like that? Perhaps it's to tell ourselves and trick everybody else. Well, I couldn't be everything Mama said she could see, and now a little boy's going off to space to find a better place. I bet I could find a little piece of me inside. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Playing dominoes, I used to love to line them up. Just one little touch and all the rest were crushed. Now I see the same game, but we're playing with people now. I'm sad for feeling sad, cause I know that there's an outbreak that's going mad. Science said it won't be so bad. Well, the sea's not getting deeper, it's getting ready for a storm. And I will swim out there, even on the notion of a dare. Tell her you don't care. Well, I can be everything Mama says she could see, and now a little boy is going off to space to find a better place. I bet I could find a little piece of me inside. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Wish I may, wish I might get to sleep tonight without a fight. can be anything Mama says she could see. And now her little boy's going off to space, find a better place that I could find a little piece of me inside. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Well, I can be everything Mama said, Mama said, Mama said. Now that I could find a little piece of me inside. Everyone, 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 everyone.
All right, that was Scott Friedman, and that's Scott with a K. Singing his song Dominoes off of his album Anything Worth Mentioning. Thank you, Scott, and we will speak with you in a few.
Good call, Scott, for putting the K in there.
We're going to ask him about that.
Okay, good.
It better be on the birth certificate.
Well, you know, at least the post-Google birth certificate, right?
I want it to be there. So a story from the college world.
Neat. I used to be in college.
I still am. Perennially worked for colleges. Okay, so an administrator, I am telling you, one day I'm going to find where to put my computer where it's comfortable for me, so I'm just going to hold it like this, which you can't see at home, but it's very awkward.
It's very awkward.
Crystal Dixon, you know Crystal? I don't think you do. She is a black college administrator who was fired for writing in a column in the Toledo Free Press about homosexuality.
Really?
Ooh. So she, the column is offensive in parts. The administrator writes that, quote, there are consequences for each of our choices, including those who violate God's divine order. So she wrote all of this. Mm-hmm. And then guess what happened? She got fired.
She got fired.
She got fired. So the
what
op-ed for
what university did she work for? Toledo, Arizona, University of... where's Toledo? Ohio? Oops.
Never mind. I did some bad research because I am not seeing right here. You did some bad geography. That was worse than me. So she got fired from UT.
Okay. University of Toledo.
It's really not the point of the story. The point of the story, because we're really screwing up right now, she wrote an article for the Free Press. It was titled Gay Rights and Wrongs, Another Perspective. In it, she wrote that homosexuality, Ohio, thank you, Jeremy, is a matter of choice and that it has consequences.
Yeah.
And she got fired. And so there's a bit of an uproar about whether or not she should have been fired.
Well, I think this is really interesting because there's, you know, in California, one of the main arguments that the Prop 8 supporters were touting is that... But I just blanked out of my words. They were saying that, you know, there's any kind of intolerance of homosexuality will be, you know, people will be fired from their jobs, lose their political positions. They use that case of that guy in Austria who got banned from political office because of that. And this kind of does, you know, validate that like intolerance is not going to be tolerated. So that's really interesting.
Well, what the college is saying is that she was fired because she worked in human resources. So even though it was on her own time and she in no way affiliated herself with the college says, quote, we have asserted from the beginning that Ms. Dixon was in a position of special sensitivity as associate vice president for human resources. And this issue is not about freedom of speech, but about her ability to perform that job, given her statements in the Toledo Free Press. So apparently what they are saying there at the college is that depending on your position, then no free speech does not. If someone is coming out as homophobic, then they cannot work in human resources.
Huh.
I don't know about that.
That's pretty touchy. I mean, it's not like there's a vetting process for the ethical, you know, leanings of a human resources employee, right? Maybe there should be, but that's a pretty huge task for every college to be running through the ranks of the human resources.
So let's just say, so you don't get vetted, but you come out and you say something homophobic. I don't know. I've struggled with this on college campuses in particular with safe zone projects. I've run safe zone programs at different schools where counselors have said at one particular institution created a safe zone program where the counselor said, well, we can't put that on our door because students who are homophobic won't come to us and tell us their problems. And my whole thing with them was, well, you're wearing a wedding ring. There are students who aren't going to come and talk to you because you're wearing a wedding ring and because of the artwork on your walls and the accessories, which is my favorite little... where the eagle soars and all students can soar. Mm-hmm. So I, the I don't think there's a way to be neutral.
Right. And
so should she have been fired?
Are you asking for me to actually opine?
Yes, like, you can opine just... because you're a guest and you can express more opinions than I can.
Well, I think that the social libertarian in me would say no.
Okay.
That if she is not acting on behalf of the university, and I'm assuming she was not. If she didn't write using her clout as an administrator in the newspaper,
she did not.
She's fully entitled to express her opinion, as intolerant as it may be, and whatever. I mean, plenty of people are going to be saying that. And I really worry about the repercussions that the anti-gay people out there are going to start saying, oh, our freedom of speech is being infringed now, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I would never go to her, though.
Well, certainly. I hope not.
Well, but if she was the only human resource, the place I work really only has one human resources person. Mm-hmm. If my human resources person put out there, see, now I'm thinking maybe she should have been fired. If my human resources person put out there... But
aren't we supposed to be, like, hoping for the higher ground here?
Oh, not on this show. We don't do that on this show.
You know, that universities should be doing diversity trainings and really working to get rid of those nasty little,
I get tired of educating. I get tired sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You have students that are listening.
No,
oh
I love educating and all of my students. So, hey, if you
Everybody
want to...
sign up for Professor Schneck's class next semester.
You should. I'm teaching a change theory course. It's on Mondays and Thursdays. Everyone should come. If you want to get in touch with us during this show, you should hop onto Instant Messenger there, AIM, and our screen name is This Show Is So Gay. So we're going to play another Scott Friedman song, and then when we come back, I guarantee that Scott will be here. I think he will.
I hope so.
Okay. This is off my favorite Scott Friedman album, Judge a Book, and away we go.
Again, now is the time to begin.
That was Scott Friedman, Scott with a K, and I think we're just about ready to welcome him to the show. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. So we would like to welcome to This Show Is So Gay, Scott Friedman, who Billboard Magazine, singer-songwriter Scott Friedman, who Billboard Magazine has called, quote, one of the most compelling pop singers, tunesmiths, we've ever heard in recent times. Scott, are you there?
I'm here. Some big talk, Ellie.
I'm telling you. How does it feel when you hear stuff like that?
It feels good. You know, I can't really say I ever get numb of hearing that, as I like to recite it to myself every day when I wake up. Just kidding. But, I mean, something like that, I mean, I remember the day that kind of article came out, and it just blows your mind that something, you know, you work so hard on gets that kind of attention. I mean, it's just such a blessing. So.
And then there you are. So where are you calling us from tonight, Scott?
I am calling you from, I can't say sunny San Diego. Right now it's cloudy, but San Diego, California, where I live.
Well, welcome to the show. You're on with Ken and Rich, because Becca is sick tonight, and she was very upset that she's not here.
Oh, well, I hope Becca feels better, though.
Well, thank you. And say hi to Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Scott.
So, Scott, the first question is, we've gotten a lot of questions, Scott with a K.
Yes.
Please address that.
Okay, unfortunately, it's a pretty boring story.
Okay.
My parents named me Scott with a K. No real reason, no special background. I'm not, like, you know, coming from a Viking clan or anything fun like that. I think they were just determined to make me different. Probably didn't like how different I turned out to be in some ways. But the K is just kind of just part of me now. But it's funny, I didn't think too much about it growing up because I was so used to it. I thought the C looked funnier to me when I would see people spelling with a C. I thought, you guys are crazy. Because it's actually spelled with a K, like the phonetic sound is a K. So
that's very true.
Never been as strange as perhaps to other people, but I get a lot of comments on it, and unfortunately, it kind of worked in my favor in the business I wound up doing because it stands out more. So
because I have told people that I have seen your birth certificate, and it's on there, so we can validate that now.
Okay, yes, that is correct.
Okay, good.
And listen, I did. You know, I initially Googled you, and I was like, "Who are all these people? Where is Scott Friedman?" And then you know,
there it was. I told him to spell it with a K. Well, welcome to the show, Scott. What's going on there in California? It's kind of a gay hotbed right now. Well, and always.
Yeah, it is a gay sauna right now here. It's been really crazy since the whole Prop 8 madness. It continues. I'm probably Googling it like every hour. I've become obsessed with it.
We heard it's impossible not to be obsessed with it out there. Is that true?
It is. Like, it kind of, you know, like when it first passed, like, I couldn't sleep the first few days, and I'm not married, and I'm not ready to be married, but I just cried for days to think that I mostly, because people try to console each other and say, oh, we'll fight back, we'll get it back, but my biggest sadness was that people were that narrow-minded. That's where my sadness came from. So it's been kind of like a lot of anger, backlash. Should we be listing people who donated? It's kind of like people are getting really divided out here, like, all right, we kind of lost this one, but we're should we focus on energy now? And it just, it's been really trying. I mean, neighbors not talking to each other anymore because you have signs on someone's yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yes, you know, protect marriage, living next to someone who's gay, and they're no longer friends. So it's been really interesting out here. I've never been around something like this because I'm not originally from this area. So it's been interesting.
You're from New Jersey.
I am from New Jersey.
We're from New Jersey.
Whoop, whoop, exit 9.
No.
Oh, where? That's you're all the way down at the bottom of New Jersey?
It's like Central Jersey, like East Brunswick.
Oh, Rutgers Land. Okay. No, we're from Northern New Jersey.
Are you? From what part?
From Bergen County.
Okay, Middlesex County.
There you
gotcha.
Go. All right, so it's still pretty heated then out there in California.
Can I ask you, Scott, did you see anything today? I know that today was part of Join the Impact was trying to organize something today called Day Without a Gay. Did you hear anything about that out there?
I have, and you know what's interesting is they've kind of moved this day around a little bit because my partner took off work tomorrow, and then they changed it to next week. So the idea behind this is called the Lavender Flu, and the whole idea is to kind of show visibility that, you know, anyone who's gay, and I suppose even just gay-friendly to show their support for this issue, doesn't show up to work, you know, to kind of make it known that we have a presence and we need rights because we're right around everybody, even if they don't know that we're, you know, in this community. So there's that going on. I just got an email that this Saturday they're doing this big walk from A1 Storage, who was a big contributor to Proposition 8 in a bad way. And then they're going to walk to the Manchester, which the hotel here has gotten a lot of slack also for donating a huge amount of money. So they're doing that, and then in, I think, a couple of weeks, they're going out to the mall to kind of all wear shirts that say, I'm a second-class citizen, or my friend is a second-class citizen.
It's like you already knew what we wanted to talk to you about, because that was one of the topics that, very much hit the news, and the phrase second-class citizen, and we want to talk a little bit about what makes a leader, too, but I've been making the argument for the past couple of weeks that one of the only leaders that's out there right now is Amy Balliot. Am I saying her name right? Do we know?
No idea.
No idea. But the woman who was one of the co-founders of jointheimpact.com, whose name is really everywhere, but she is a blog out there that says that gay folks are second-class citizens. And certainly Join the Impact is spearheading the movement to get people to wear t-shirts that say second-class citizens. Scott Friedman, are we second-class citizens?
Oh, goodness. I certainly don't think of myself as a second-class citizen. Because I don't think I really felt like that before the Supreme Court decided to strike it down. So it's strange to say we didn't feel that way before, but now that they passed it, and then all of a sudden we are. So I think it's, I mean, I understand that the point of it, and I kind of like the more the argument that, look, I pay the same taxes you do, I deserve the same rights. I like that better. I'm kind of, you know, reading a little bit more, and I'm super political, if you've read any of my bio and stuff, but I kind of think that if there's too much, like, we're second class, we need this, we may wind up isolating people that we need to support us. So I don't often want to hide and play all nice because I'm kind of over that point because it doesn't do anything. But I also don't want to make all the people who voted no sorry they did, because now the community is kind of getting pretty radical, which I think is good, but it's depending on how that that radical energy manifests itself could be really dangerous, too.
Should we keep paying our taxes?
I can't comment on that.
What?
I will tell you a funny story, though. A friend of mine just got summoned for jury duty, and he's sending a letter in saying how because he doesn't have the same rights, he should not be required because he's going to be biased against the people if they're heterosexual.
That's a great idea.
So there's definitely this idea that, I mean, you don't have the same rights, but I don't know if that makes you second-class citizens.
Okay, because we want to be able to put it on our website. Scott Friedman says, don't go to jury duty.
Yeah, oh, I've gotten in more trouble than that. So.
And we'll put it with Scott with a C, so it'll be fine.
Oh, that'd be great. And maybe just spell it with one T to really throw him through.
We will. You've gotten in more trouble?
Oh, yeah, I've been in all sorts of trouble for yapping my big mouth.
Tell us. We love these stories. We love hearing about our guest troubles. Susan Werner, do you know Susan Werner's been in trouble?
And Susan Werner.
And Eric Hyman, he told us about how he was in trouble, and everybody's been in trouble. We want to hear about you.
But keep it clean.
We're the big mouth types. No, I'll just say that, you know, I was at the gay games in Sydney a couple years ago and just spouting off a little bit too much about our country in the best ways.
Oh, my God, you're like a Dixie chick.
Oh, my gosh, I totally got Dixie chicked. We're
nice.
That. I got Dixie chicked. I got Natalie, whatever her name is. Yeah.
I'm sure that everyone in Texas who has your album burnt it and ran it over with a steamroller as well, right?
Really big in Waco and places like that.
It's your demographic.
Totally, yeah.
All right, so you got in trouble in Australia.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just a little bit. Going into conservative areas, you know, I was down in Foul Wolf territory for a little bit in Virginia, and, you know, it's the whole thing that silence equals death. I believe in speaking your mind, but in probably a safe environment. So
we advocate safety here in Vermont.
Don't go to Belarus and speak your mind.
Don't go to where?
Belarus, you know, that country near Russia and between Eastern
Europe.
Is
that a bad place?
It's an extremely oppressive dictatorship.
I tend not to leave Vermont now.
Especially towards the gays.
Sure. I mean, I had that country on there. I'm crossing.
You should not go there.
Yeah.
All right. It's done.
Jeez. I feel like if we keep talking like this, you're not going to have any place left to go except for Vermont. Have you done the Vermont tour?
You know, I haven't done the Vermont tour.
I don't think any of our guests have. We're starting to realize that now.
I've played in Vermont. I've played at the university a few times with Gregory Douglas from there, who's amazing. So I definitely, you know, I've been more familiar with the Vermont scene in the past because I was based out of Ithaca for a little bit.
Oh.
So just kind of up there. I'd always have to drive through, like, Brattleboro to get to wherever.
That's where we are.
So, see, I drove right past. I should have honked.
See? But, we haven't been here that long, trust me. Well, I haven't. Rich doesn't even live here. He's from Chicago. He's just filling in for tonight. So one of the other things that we've been talking about, we talked to Ari Shapiro from NPR a few weeks back about what makes a leader and whether or not the gay community has a leader right now, whether we need one, whether we have one, what would go into making one, can Scott Friedman be our leader?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Hey, it's what we discussed, Scott. You weren't here. So what do you think? Do we have a leader? Do we need a leader? What would make a leader?
That's a great question that I haven't really heard brought up a lot. And I think if you look at any other minority group, we do need a leader, but I don't think it's going to be someone who's already in power. I think that, you know, the biggest turnouts they've had in this entire thing have been grassroots organized,
yep.
And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of these grassroots organizations, so someone who's a really good speaker and really passionate kind of steps up. Could be a man, could be a woman, could be someone who's transgender, but someone who kind of slowly kind of rises as opposed to someone who's already head of the HRC. I don't really see that happening.
We just talked about HRC earlier in our show.
Did ya?
We did.
HRC has been under attack by a lot of gay people, and I don't like that either. But I don't like to see a community that what I consider is pretty divided as far as even gays and lesbians have their own bars, which I don't really like. I don't like to see that community become even more divided by pointing fingers. So I don't like what's going on now with people saying, well, the No on 8 campaign was poorly organized because I didn't see any of those people helping out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just, and I was involved with No on 8, and they've never had to run this kind of campaign before. So hindsight's always 20/20.
Right.
Of course. And I think it's especially the question of leadership is especially being pushed into the discussion right now because of the revisitation of the Harvey Milk legacy. The fact that this movie is in the theaters right now and gaining attention is kind of cluing all of us into the fact that we do need this, that what would the movement be like today? Of course.
Right.
Now, Scott, have you seen the movie yet?
You know, I saw it last weekend. I was blown away. Just my partner and I were in tears.
We haven't seen it. It hasn't made its way to Vermont yet.
Oh, my gosh. You guys just got to fly here. Seriously.
All right, we're going to run a contest right this very second. And the first person of our listeners, and Scott, you don't count because you're a guest.
Oh, man.
Sorry, man. You get your music played all night. But the first listener that we have right now that sends us an email either through Facebook or through our email account, this show is so gay at AOL.com, that gives us the official review of the movie or instant messages us, we will give them, what can we give them? We can give them a This Show Is So Gay magnet.
There you go.
There you go. You can get one too, Scott.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. That was a good endorsement. So what are you working on these days, Scott?
You know, funny enough, right now I'm working on my PhD.
Hey!
It was a little bit crazy trying to schedule this because I was in Chicago last week presenting my research.
I don't know anything about this. What are you getting a PhD in?
Better be gay.
My PhD in speech pathology.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you at the dissertation point?
I am.
What are you writing? I just finished that. It's fun.
I'm looking at different things that impact speech and something that would put any listener right now to sleep, so we won't talk about it. But my secret life the last 5 years has been in grad school, but that's why I've kind of cut down on my touring, which a lot of my fan base knows. But I'm hoping to release an album over the next year because I have all these songs built up. So
look at you. You're Dr. Scott Friedman. So when is did you set a defense date?
Defense date's probably not going to be until next year.
Till
just collecting everything. Probably February of next year.
That's fine. Setting a date is big. That was big for me.
Yeah.
Once I set a date, everything went well.
What did you get in your doctorate in?
I got my PhD in education, and I wrote my dissertation on the phrase, "That's so gay."
Really?
I swear.
Shocking.
I'll believe you. I'll believe anything you say.
Wow. Then we're booking you for next week as well.
And I have 5 PhDs.
No, I actually have a... Don't lie, Rich. I have a PhD. Yeah, no, I wrote my dissertation on the phrase, "That's so gay," and you can Google it, and it pops up. And no, it's a really... It's fun to finish the process. You should. Okay, here's my recommendation. Your loved ones should be there at your defense. I chose not to do that, and I regretted it.
Huh.
So you should bring them if your institution allows that. My institution allowed that, and I think most do. And they said, "Oh, you should bring your loved ones." I said, "No, I'm not going to do that." And you should, because it's actually a really nice moment. And when I left the room and there was no one there, it was a little depressing, actually.
Okay. Well, I will definitely
look at that. Look how I helped. All right, I have one more question for you, because we've been playing some songs, all different songs from all different albums of yours, and I love Judge a Book.
Thank you.
And I'm fascinated by some of the choices that you've made on there, and one in particular is Fallen.
Yeah.
And my mom brought me up on musicals, and they're playing our song was playing constantly on my mom's record player. Mm-hmm. And so I'm fascinated why you made that choice.
Fallen, I originally found out about it. Someone had come to one of my shows. It was in North Carolina. And I want to say his name was Woody, but I could be off here and just being a pervert. But I'm pretty sure his name was Woody. And he came to a
show. We're just going
to
blow right by that.
Okay. he emailed me, like, I think he was a chorus director or something like that, but they wanted to do an arrangement with one of my songs. And then he said, "Oh, and by the way, you know, there's some really great songs." And so he's like, "Can I fax you music?" And I thought it was like kind of weird, but I was like, "All right, go for it." So he faxed me a bunch of music that was pretty show tune-ish. And one was about like two gay brothers and just kind of strange. And I happened to be going on a gay cruise to perform.
Nice.
So they brought me on. And so I was thinking, like, I need, because a lot of my songs are pretty contemporary, and I was like, I need something more loungy, kind of cabaret Liberace. And so I decided, you know, I played through that song, and I thought the lyrics to this song are just gorgeous.
Oh, it's great.
Just this idea of trying to, you know, find the one that it just instantly touched me, and I played it and got this huge response. So then kind of tested it out with some of my fans and some demo versions. And they voted for it. I mean, every song on there, fans voted, and the most votes got recorded.
Look at that. It's a painful musical.
Is it? Because I don't know it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's painful.
Okay.
It's not.
I get that.
It's not a very good musical, but there's some good songs on there. It's the daughter of Lucia, of I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball, and Desi Arnaz was on the show on Broadway. Rich is just looking at me right now like, I don't know. Can we keep going?
And I've got some good musical theater knowledge.
No, my parents brought me to, they're playing our song. Anyway, Scott, we are going to play Fallen. We are going to thank you for your time. We are going to wish you nothing but the best on finishing your dissertation. You got to finish it, man.
I will.
And you also have to continue the movement.
Oh, and continue the gay movement.
You know.
Oh, and also be our leader.
Yeah. I'll think about it later. No, you should have seen me, seriously, for the last like couple weeks. I've been on street corners screaming at people. I've been a big old loudmouth. And what people don't get is that, you know, everyone's thinking, oh, it's not that I have a problem with gay people. It is that they have a problem with gay people. So
you
I don't
bet.
Like that response, because I can't tell you how many cars drove by screaming queer and the F word at me, that there really is a subtle bias and prejudice here. And for me, that's even more dangerous than when people actually admit they're bigots.
What was the best sign that you saw?
The best sign for or against it?
Oh, I don't care. We want the wittiest sign that you saw.
The wittiest one. We had some good ones. I had this little, like, group. We're, like, this little, like, crazy young activist clan. And one of our signs said, would you rather I marry your daughter? That was a pretty good one.
Oh, that's a good one. that's a good one.
Oh, mine was the one I spray painted said, no one dreams of getting domestic partnered. Like, we just had, like, a slew of them. We were just getting all crazy with them. Oh, and we had a rhyme.
They do here in Vermont, Scott.
What's that?
That's a Vermont dream.
Oh.
Isn't it Civil Union?
Play to your audience,
Civil
Scott.
Union. I thought Civil Union.
Yeah, that too. All right. Keep going.
See you.
If I had no dreams of getting Civil Union, then maybe I would have offended. Yeah. But, and the other one said, Obama, let Mama marry Mama. That was the other
big that's a good one. My favorite, I perhaps said this a few weeks ago, my favorite one that I saw in a news story was, "You're making Ellen sad."
Oh,
and I just thought nothing could inspire change like that, but, you know, I'm going to come up with some
talk
new
show
signs.
Host.
There you go.
There you go.
Ellen's the one to take us to the top.
Scott, will you call us back after you finish your dissertation?
I will. I totally will.
Okay, we're gonna book you again after you finish. So it's going to be a March. It's going to be a March date. We are going to put on the website Dr. Scott Friedman.
Woohoo!
Dr. Scott Friedman says you don't have to go to jury duty.
Oh, Yeah, that'd be wonderful for my new tenure. That'd be great.
Yeah, you I think that'll be really effective.
You can donate your taxes to This Show Is So Gay. You,
yeah, exactly. So if people are looking, as everyone now knows, as Scott Friedman has said, to not pay your taxes, if people are looking to donate that money, we need new T-shirts.
Smell an endorsement.
Stickers.
New magnets, right?
Yeah, we're pretty good with magnets. I kind of got a ton.
All right.
But we do need new T-shirts.
I really like a sticker for my computer.
Do you want a sticker for your computer?
And for my bike.
Well, I feel like now that no one has to do jury duty or pay taxes, according to Scott Friedman, with a C and one T, it should be fine. All right, we're going to play Fallen, and we're going to thank you for your time. Scott, it was an absolute pleasure having you on.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Good luck out there.
Take it easy.
All righty.
I don't know why. I'm jealous of the people who are not afraid to die. It's just that I recall back when I was small. Someone promised then they'd catch me. Then they let me fall, and now I'm falling, falling, falling fast again. What do I always take a fall when I fall in love? You think by now I'd learn. Play with fire, you get burned. But fire can be oh so warm. That's why I return. Turn and walk away. That's what I should do. My head says go and shut the door. My heart says I found you. And now I'm falling, falling, falling fast again. But do I always take a fall when I fall in love? Always turns out the same. Loving someone, losing myself, only got me to blame. Help me, I'm falling, falling. Catch me if you can. Maybe this time I'll have it all. Maybe I'll make it after all. Maybe this time I won't fall. When I fall.
That was our guest tonight, Scott Friedman, singing Fallen off of his album Judge a Book. It's an album of covers, as voted on by his fans, as we just found out. It's a great song. It's a bizarre little... It's like a 70s disco musical. You have no idea.
No, I have no
you
idea.
You have no...
I'll check it out, though. I do. Right, I
check
pursue
it out.
My, music, my musical knowledge.
I feel. I can't remember her name. I think it's
no worries,
Desi Arnaz.
The daughter of.
The
no
daughter,
worries.
and she sings with Robert Klein. Anyway... okay, so what do we got? We got polls. You want to do polls?
Okay.
Okay.
Nobody believes in polls, but go for it.
Polls are the cornerstone of This Show Is So Gay, Rich, just so you know. And, of course, if folks want to call in our last 12, 14 minutes, whatever it is, give us a ring at 802-246-6107, and we'll talk to you about some gay news and get your views on the news and not give you the blues. Anyway, so this week's poll... was should Obama you know Obama?
I've heard of him.
Yes, you were in Grant Park, man.
I know.
You know who.
Listen,
he is.
I'm pretty nervous right now about him, so all that euphoria is definitely
well
waiting.
let's increase your nervous energy. Should President-elect Obama, it just says should Obama, but I'm adding the
go for it, go
the
for
honorific it. And the gay military ban within his first 100 days. Rich, here are your three choices. Yes.
Oh.
No. And depends on political circumstances.
It does not depend.
Well, Rich, pick your answer. Which one?
Yes.
You say yes. You are in the majority.
shocking.
73% of people responded to this poll. Thousands of people said yes. 22% said depends on the political circumstances, and 5% said no. You know what I say?
What'd you say?
No. I say no.
You say no?
You just perked up. Yeah, no, I say no. Wow. I told the Ari Shapiro and I discussed this, and he told me not to be worried, but I'm still going to remain worried. I'm having flashbacks to Bill Clinton, and I know that the climate is different, and I know things are different, but I know that one of the worst things that ever happened for the gay, well, one of the worst, I mean, that's a little hyperbolic, but one of the not good things, one of the things that did not work at all well for the gay community.
As planned.
As planned, certainly, was when Bill Clinton waltzed into office and said, I'm going to end the gay military ban. Mm-hmm. And that directly resulted in Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It was a disaster for the gay community.
Right.
And I think for this country.
Well.
And the world.
So, we know, but.
And my spirit.
It's already been pretty clear that it will not be ended in the first 100 days. He hasn't said it explicitly because he won't. On his website, there's sort of like a dancing around the issue. He, you know, intends to end it. But the political analysis that I've read is kind of saying that he won't be ending it in the first 100 days if he ends it in his first term. It's definitely one of those issues that's going to be put on the back burner as like the thing that's dangled in front of our faces, but might not actually happen within a reasonable time frame.
Okay.
So,
I mean, you say no.
No, wait, you said should. Yes. No, the question was should.
Yes, I think it should not. And you agree with me.
This
is where I try to warp my co-hosts.
Don't raise
your pen at me.
I fully believe
you
that
are a
he
guest
should.
In this town.
Much like he right. should be pushing to have the first out cabinet post, you know, he should also end the gays in the military ban. It's the most ridiculous thing. It has no good effects. And
I don't know.
Got majority
support. I'm cautious. I just want him to end the ban on the blood. That's my issue. I want to make some changes. Sarah Lawrence College was in New Yorker magazine last week. New York magazine. That's a very different magazine than New Yorker. In New York magazine last week, because they got some press on banning their blood drive on campus. And I was really gratified to read that they have continued that stance. And it's one that I very much support, even though I'm not supposed to say that.
And let's just be clear that the ban on the blood drive is that when you go to donate blood, there are two questions. Have you had sex with a man who's had sex with another man?
Yep. Well, since 1977.
Are you a man who's had sex with another man?
Yes. Are you a man who's had sex with another man since 1977, or are you a woman who's had sex with a man who's had sex with a man since 1977? And I don't know. I think someone has to change the blood stuff because that is what's killing people right now.
Well, I think it's
the lack of blood, and there's a huge community out there that wants to give blood and can't because of the blood.
And especially, it's one of the really great issues that the movement right now could take up. That like people.
Why doesn't anyone take up this issue? I feel like I talk about it every week on the show, and I'm not saying this show is the catalyst for change. Don't laugh at that. It could be. You don't know.
I'm laughing because it should be.
Okay, so this show, as we've now determined, is the catalyst for change.
You've got the most political co-host you could possibly have right now.
So being the catalyst for change that this show, So Gay, is, I do not understand why no one takes on this blood issue. I just don't get it. I think the problem is because it's an unenviable task to argue. Oh, I'm getting heated. It's an unenviable task to argue against a blood drive. And that, when people say that, it annoys me so much because I'm not arguing against a blood drive. I'm arguing for opening it up to more people. Someone take this up, please. One of our listeners, you will get a t-shirt. I will give you a t-shirt and a magnet if you take up the blood drive issue.
Well, let's encourage...
I mean, if that's not incentive...
Let's just encourage people who participate in joining the impact activities to create that impact. You know, that should be a ripple effect of the impact.
But that's, I think the t-shirt and the magnet is really what's going to grease the wheels.
It's a wonderful incentive.
Thank you. All right. Worried that you were going to scoff at the t-shirt and the magnet. We're going to listen to one more Scott Friedman song and then...
Cough.
Hey. You're a guest on this show. It's really unbelievable the way you conduct yourself. We're going to listen to one more Scott Friedman song. Then I have some funny news that I wanted to share with everybody. And then that's how quick. Doesn't the show go quick?
Yo, I want to say a lot more.
I know, but we're only
play the
on.
Song.
All right.
Song.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Hold on. Jeez.
God, would you take the chance, grab hold of the hands, family and friends?
friends, tell them all just what they meant. Do you know what to say? Do you know what to do? When they stared at you wide-eyed and laughing and saying, hey, are you crazy, man? I don't have time for this. Come on, I'm gonna miss my favorite show. Time, but even say hello, it's nice to see you, but I gotta go, and just wanna find someone, not always on the run, we'll sit down for a while, remember what it's like to smile, well now I'm heading south, gonna learn to shut my mouth, and listen to the people and their places and their stories before I turn to judge, then I will see the crutch, I've been leaning on far too long, gotta learn to stand on my own. First, to admit I don't know exactly how to slow down, like a never-ending song, but it won't be long till I'm counting every breath and every heartbeat. Would you like to join me? Sure could use some company. Walking with a friend downtown Boston, where we saw a homeless man begging for spare change, just trying to feed his kids. When I bent down to give a dime, my friend just shook his head. Come on, Scott, don't you know this guy's just gonna go get himself all liquored up, spend the night drinking anyway. Well, I just don't buy that line. Besides, for me, it's just a dime. And what about the chance that this money makes it?
We're ending that song early, not because we don't like it, because we do. Sorry, that's the song Scott. Some Company off of his album, Some Company. But we have stuff we wanted to talk about, and we have more stuff we want to talk about. Can I just read a headline, and then you can bring up another topic?
Por favor.
It's my favorite headline of the week. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Quote, headline. Man claims he was ejected from Madonna concert for being gay. I'm going to actually read that again for people. Man claims he was ejected from Madonna concert for being gay. Now, I have not been to a Madonna concert ever.
Man.
What was your first concert?
Billy Joel.
What are you cringing? Billy Joel, that's fantastic.
You know, great. Yeah. Anyway.
Mine was Michael Jackson. Anyway, so in Denver, Colorado, a gay man claims he was arrested at a Madonna concert following complaints by other concert goers. Can everyone please Google that story or use whatever search engine? I'm not endorsing the Google, because I think everyone should know immediately
that he was
ejected for being gay. I'm furious. Madonna is going to be on our February 12th show, and we're going to talk about this with her. Anyway, all right, what do you got?
Madonna was like, I don't need my fan base.
Yeah.
Pish posh.
Pish posh.
I'm Madonna.
What do you got?
Well,
was that it? Was that the story you wanted
no,
to bring
No, definitely not. More towards my disparaging of Billy Joel, because now I appreciate better kinds of
you
music.
You have a gay Billy Joel story?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although Billy Joel has plenty of gay stories, trust
okay.
me.
All right, I'm not going
to. I wanted to talk about hipster music doing good things. Yay! Which is not the antithesis of Billy Joel.
Would that eye rolls could make it on the radio. Go ahead, Rich.
I'm sure
Go
they
ahead,
can see
co-host.
It. Okay, so... a bunch of hipsters got together and put together an album for the Red Hot organization, which is one of those organizations that is, you know, doing work for HIV/AIDS.
Okay.
Raising money.
And it was World AIDS Day.
It was World AIDS Day. A big thing to talk about. And this actually was released. They announced that they're releasing this album okay. on World AIDS Day. It's a compilation of, like, pretty much all of my favorite bands. It's called Dark Was the Night. It's got, I think, 36 different bands that have all contributed one song. And all the profits are going to be going towards the Red Hot organization.
Where
it's
can
really
people,
great.
Where can people check it out?
Well, I found the information from Book and Vegan, which is a wonderful music blog.
Okay.
That, you know, not specifically related to Brooklyn's or vegans.
Okay.
You can just Google Red Hot compilation. The album is called Dark Was the Night. So just search for Dark Was the Night. you know, there's even some queer bands, like queer fronted and queer bands, as Grizzly Bear, who is one of, you know.
I know who Grizzly Bear is.
Oh, good.
Is.
I'm sure you listened. I'm sure you listened to one time and were like, oh, I heard
a Grizzly Bear song at an Indigo Girls concert.
Oh, it's so gay. The show is so gay.
Oh, boy. Are we of the same generation? No, we're not.
We are.
We are of the same generation.
Just not like not in gay years. In gay years, we're like 70 generations apart.
Anyway, how does HIV affect you?
How does it affect me?
Yeah. I mean, it was World AIDS Day. I feel like we should talk about HIV and AIDS.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I have a good answer for that. It's a driving, you know, fear in my life.
Okay.
It always is there. And I think that I'm always really shocked when I hear about how in the gay community, AIDS rates are not going down. Whereas in most of, I mean, the other American community that is going not going down and is black people, of course.
Right.
Because, you know, I wonder how things like this happen. But I'm just very aware of that fear. And it's something that I try to identify with, and but it's also really removed from my life.
Yeah,
that's a decent.
No, we don't actually feel that differently on it. It's really I'm being 31. And let's just say, whenever you're listening to this podcast, I'm still 31 perpetually. I certainly missed the generation of the 80s being such a decimation, and somehow have lived my life without a direct impact there. So I feel just kind of weird about that.
You know,
I don't know.
Among the many things I'm happy about come January 20th will be that.
What's on January 20th? Isn't that your birthday?
Not yet.
Oh.
But I'm actually going to celebrate my birthday on that day because why not?
Valentine's Day? I don't know what that day is.
Transition day.
I know what the day is.
Okay, so one of the amazing, you know, one of the little changes that's going to occur is that the policy of not funding organizations in Africa that promote safe sex education, as along with the rest of their policies, that will be changed. Does that make sense? That like the Obama administration will be supporting organizations that give out condoms rather than denying. Because, like, in spite of the fact that one of Bush's greatest accomplishments was the amount of money that he gave towards AIDS organizations, there was a huge deficit in the prevention of AIDS in America and in Africa because that was not one of their supported things. An amazing hypocrisy.
You know, I don't know if you know this. I mean, because you're filling in for tonight. You know, the official policy, though, the official stance of the show is so gay is abstinence only.
Oh, well.
For straight people.
I might not be.
It is an abstinence only for straight people policy that we.
That would significantly reduce.
It's a platform.
It would significantly reduce the HIV spread of HIV.
All right, so we got to issue. I was going to say our first correction, but I know we've had corrections before. Thanks to Donald, who corrected us, and I'm just an idiot, and it was Lucy Arnaz who was singing on. They're playing our song musical. So I'm an idiot. Donald is very smart and knows all the stuff.
Donald Butchko, everyone, for anyone who's listening,
thank
the
you,
most knowledgeable source about all musical
thank
theater.
So Rich, we're actually at the end of our hour.
That's really sad. I really dug it.
See, you can cut. So when Becca, if Becca's ever sick, we don't want Becca to. Becca,
perish
get better.
Thought.
Where are you?
Hi, Becca.
When Becca gets better, she will be here. She's going to be here next week. But will you fill in the? You've like earned a whole new status on our Facebook page.
I better have.
So there's tons of ways to get in touch with us. If folks want to listen to old podcasts, you should go to thisshowisogay.com. And there's old podcasts there. The Ari Shapiro podcast is just amazing. We will have the Scott Friedman podcast up. Heck, if you're listening to this right now, you're probably listening to it through the podcast. We want to thank Rich for coming and filling in. Thank you, Rich.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Queerty, the blog where I pulled all my information from.
We want to thank Scott Friedman with a K, who was just a fantastic guest. We want to thank our online listeners. I feel like I just won an award, and I'm thanking all the people. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks, Jeremy from Chicago, listening. You folks have been listening to WVEWLP.